Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook, and also we're broadcasting and podcasting and Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Dale Jones with us, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. For tickets to see Dale this weekend, two shows tonight, two tomorrow, one on Sunday. Who's the feature, Kyle?
Don DePetta.
Don't know Don.
Don DePetta. We lives Don. In L.A. now.
Okay.
He's new to us, but he's been around. He kind of grew up in comedy.
Okay. And Dale's with us this morning. Funny dude. Go check him out this weekend. Craig's in the house.
Good morning.
Morning, man. Any plans this weekend, Craig? Got a big Memorial Day weekend plan there?
No.
All right. That's all.
Baseball Monday.
Okay, that's right. You got a game Monday.
That's about it.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 1911.
Are you going to the movie theater? I'll ask you that before you ask us that on Monday.
Should ask Tony.
I'm not
going to
ask
here.
You that on Monday, yeah. I promise.
Yeah. Oh, Tuesday you will.
Okay.
Tony's the reason there are bad movies in the theater all the time. Tony was here this morning, and for 3 straight weeks, he's going to see the big blockbuster piece of crap, and he's a 45-year-old man. He goes, off the air today, he goes,
Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
5 this weekend. I'm thinking, Tony, man, you're the reason nothing's good released in the theaters anymore.
Hey, I might have to go see Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Is there a new one?
There's a movie out.
I already saw them.
Well, there's another one.
Because
my kids read those books. I sat through those.
Is he still a kid? How old is he now?
Yeah.
I didn't know this wasn't the first one.
No. I saw two of them in the theater. I mean, it's a book. Obviously, it's a bunch of books.
Right.
But I saw two in the theater, and it actually wasn't that bad. Because it was live. It wasn't animated.
Oh, right. This is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul.
Yeah, it must be the third one. It's got to be a new actor, because that kid's 35 probably now.
Yeah.
He's at least 25, I bet, because that was 10 years ago. My kids were small, or 5 years
now
ago.
Now he's the dad.
Yeah, he might be the dad, yeah. Well, have fun with that, puss.
Probably not, but thanks for saying that. Alicia Silverstone, Tom Everett Scott.
They're different parents then. Because the old parents were the guy we love, the guy from The Thing You Do.
Oh, it's Steve Zahn.
Zahn was the dad in the first two Diary of Wimpy Kids. Mm. Shoot me for knowing that.
But I
saw them both. My kids were small, you know.
Alicia Silverstone, was that?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, okay. Crying. The crying video.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there you go. I like. Yeah, he likes good music. Tesla and Aerosmith. There you go. As long as his tunes work, he'll wrap it around a tree. Just as long as you don't mess that radio up.
It's just a 27 mindset, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Tunes work. Cop pulls up. How's it going? Both speakers are kicking, man.
Both speakers.
The holy month of Ramadan.
A ding dong.
Starts this evening.
I almost say that lower now anymore.
There aren't any Muslims on the Penguins, are there?
I don't think so. I don't think there's many skating Muslims, are there?
I don't think so.
There could be, yeah.
Well, there could be, but not a lot of ice in the Middle East.
You never know.
Ramadan is the holiest month of the year for the world's more than 1.5 billion Muslims.
All right. Well, happy Ramadan.
Fasting every day from sunrise to sunset.
Yeah,
a time of spiritual discipline. Increased charity and generosity, and intense study of the Quran.
Whatever you're into, just don't kill anybody. That's any religion, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't see any penguins from traditionally Muslim countries. I mean, unless they're, Finnish Muslim.
How about Todd's predators? Any Muslims there?
Sounds like they'd be angry.
Yeah.
They'd be good hockey players.
Yeah, the Finney. They would be good hockey players.
Haven't eaten in 4 days.
Yeah. Well, they play most of the games at night anyway.
Yeah,
so.
They could eat.
Yeah. Global manhunt underway for a Los Angeles yoga instructor.
Push and I saw this. Did you see it? This Bikram guy on Real Sports?
Well, he's a freak, obviously.
Yeah. Yes.
Because yoga.
He's a weasel and a cult leader.
Yeah, really?
Yes, he is.
Likes to grope chicks.
Yeah, well,
and he's kind of rapey.
Yeah, he is kind of rapey. What was that yurt like?
This is all caused by doing stretches?
Yeah. So yeah. What was that yurt like?
It was super rapey in there.
Okay.
No, it's all caused by a bunch of people really worshiping this guy.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not people. it's not a yurt because this is the ones where they have to turn it up to like 105 degrees.
Oh, okay.
They got the heat all cranked up.
Yeah, and he's got the Taj Mahal of yoga studios, too.
Okay.
And we know people can really get sucked into that thing, the yoga thing.
Todd, your yoga dude?
It's a phase.
But Todd's not he's not the creepy yoga guy like this guy was.
Yeah. No, he's the gassy yoga guy.
Yeah.
He's the gassy yoga guy.
I go to class once in a while. That's about it. Yeah.
Oh, I bought a book, Yoga for Dummies.
There
it seemed
go.
To fit.
All right.
And then I just did the stretches because I'm not as physical as I was because of my knee thing.
Yeah, you told us that. You broke your knee on stage. Right?
Yeah, but it helped my spine not shoot out my butt. So I do some stretches
that
before
helps.
I go to work.
That helps.
That is one benefit.
You don't want your spine out your butt.
You don't.
Yeah. Right.
No, ouch.
Another benefit of yoga.
Right.
No spine
always
out your
look
ass.
At me and go, you got to stretch for right. jokes? Well, apparently I do. I'm not a good writer.
Your spine stays out of your butt.
All right. Good to know.
It is a good thing.
So this was a real sports guy. He was a creep who raped a lot of girls in yoga. Right.
Yeah. He reportedly moved some of his assets, including a fleet of over 40 luxury cars from his yoga headquarters in West L.A.
40 luxury cars.
The yoga
empire. What's he charged, Todd?
I have no idea.
Where's he making his money? I mean, well, once you know the positions, why go?
The yoga empire is worth about $5 billion.
Right, because I think he has a bunch of franchises throughout the country.
If you want to use Bikram Yoga, you got to pay that guy.
Yep.
Oh, wow. If you want to go to one of those places, he owns the name. All right. And he raped chicks in the side, right? Good dude. Right.
But now he's on the lam, so where to look for him?
Yeah. Bent over somewhere.
Well, he hid 40 cars?
Yeah. Did he hide 40 cars? That's a great point, Dale. How'd he get rid of 40?
It's got to be easy to find.
Yeah.
Ron Wood. Rolling Stones guitarist recovering from lung surgery.
What happened to him?
He had what they call keyhole surgery for a small lesion on his lung.
Just to get out ahead of time?
He says he's grateful for modern screening that picked this up so early. Thank the doctors who treated him. We will not require any additional treatment.
It's a battle for the Stones. Who's going to go first? You know? Those guys are, I mean, obviously Colleen's the biggest Stones fan. We all know. We all love the Stones. But the fact is that they ain't getting any younger, and nobody wants to go. Good for them.
They're all pickled.
They are, man. They all four of them.
I wonder if Ronnie came out of that and wanted a cigarette because, you know, he and Keith keep it up.
And they do.
Stage.
And Ronnie's the youngest, and he doesn't mean he's young, but he's the youngest in that band. And he's just had twins, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
His woman is like 25.
Right. Ridiculous.
Not for
him. That ridiculous?
It's so ridiculous. My mindset.
Well, you don't knock him up. That's what you don't do. No. How old is he?
He turns 70 next week.
We don't want the Stones to knock somebody up. I'm available.
You didn't think she was fertile, did you, Dale?
To be not knocked up. Okay. I'm available.
Right. That's true.
So is he that he's the youngest?
He's the youngest. He's 70. Yeah, he joined the band later, but he's still 70.
And Keith is older than Mick, right?
They're about the same. Charlie, I think.
Charlie's
the
oldest. Charlie's and Bill Wyman was older than Charlie, I believe.
Yes,
Bill's been
and he's still around.
Yeah.
So how old's Charlie then? If he's the oldest and Ronnie's 70, what is Charlie?
Oh, 75.
75.
Oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
he was an older guy in the band, and so was you know, I'm watching a documentary on it's on Access. Eric Clapton in the 70s. And it showed the like a 1971 show where there was an all-star jam situation where Ronnie Wood's in this. And I'm thinking, and he's still there. This is 1971. Ron Wood's hair is the exact same.
Wow.
1971. Now he's still playing. And so is Clapton, for that matter. But Ron Wood looks like Ron Wood from 71. Just a little bit more wooden Indian.
Yes. He's got great lines.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what that's like when one of the Stones are in the hospital. Keith calls him up and goes, suck it up.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be easy on
there's a great meme goes around every time a rock star dies. And
right.
Keith Richards says, hey, Mick, look who I outlived today.
Right.
And he's been doing that a lot recently. Yeah.
He could have been doing that for the last 30 years.
He could have, but recently it's even funnier because memes weren't around 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But you know he's been saying that before the meme came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are being warned that teenagers are playing a squirt gun game that is becoming a springtime trend. This game features teams strategizing to shoot opponents in public with their squirt guns.
All right. Anything in the squirt gun but water?
No.
Okay, good.
Or avoid being shot with the squirt gun. It's,
right.
You know, it's fairly simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds like something we did in school is, you know.
But this day and age, though, people start doing that. Everybody just packing, you know. I remember distinctly in my small town, on the main street of my small town, we had cap guns, and we would play cops and robbers, basically shooting these cap guns at each other.
Mm-hmm.
You do that now, some cops are going to shoot you.
Possibly.
You know what I'm thinking about?
This sounds like the movie Gotcha.
That's exactly
only
that.
They're using squirt guns.
That's right. And Gotcha is like 1985 or something like that. Yeah. It's an old movie.
How did you even know that one?
That's what I was thinking.
We had cable when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Wow. TMC must have had a...
Yeah, it's a bunch of college kids, right?
Yeah.
And they're shooting each other around... Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, right. Edwards in that. Right?
Right.
They ambush each other.
I kept thinking that too, Push. Yeah. I would have known the title.
The game features teams, you know, shooting each other in hopes of advancing through a March Madness-style bracket or winning a pooled cash prize.
Oh, this
players are usually immune from getting shot while inside their house, or when they're at school or at work, or when they're not wearing clothes.
So anytime you're...
So if you see the high schooler running around naked, they don't want to get shot in this game.
All right.
Yeah. I got immunity.
Yeah, and be careful looking at the naked high schooler. I'm not even going to say that's what Puss told me.
Thanks, Craig.
You're welcome.
So they run around with the super soakers and the tanks, or are they using more smaller gun? Or
I don't know what kind of gun they choose to use.
You should use a super soaker because that won't be confusing.
I would use a black, red or orange.
Yeah,
or
I would not use a black squirt gun.
Right,
a black squirt gun, you're going to get shot at.
No, the super
soakers. And by the way, whoever shoots you will be acquitted because that's the world we're living in now. Well, I was afraid.
But the super soaker looks like a toy.
That's what I mean. Yeah. They should use super soakers. So what's the story?
Police have expressed more serious concerns about safety considering the teenagers' zeal for ambushing or fleeing each other. They say some kids are playing while in their cars, causing traffic hazards and driving recklessly.
Drive-by squirts.
And they are concerned about naked players.
So I've had the drive-by squirts, too. Also, naked players, they just got...
They are concerned about naked high schoolers as well.
So if you just get naked, nobody can shoot you.
Right.
Are you allowed to shoot somebody when you're naked?
I am sure.
That's a drive-by squirts when you're naked.
I think that goes without saying. And if you're naked, there's a chance somebody's getting shot.
That's true.
I think they did an expose on the guy who invented the super soaker on CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I missed that. You make a zillion bucks, or did he sell it early?
No. I think he made the money.
He held on to it.
He was a physicist or something. That wasn't even his goal to do this.
Yeah.
It was just a happenstance.
Man. You having a drive-by squirts, Craig? I saw that face. Mm-hmm. looked like something went through you, like some barbecue.
Kinda, but not that.
All the story.
No.
Okay.
Researchers from the Royal Society for Public Health, in conjunction with the Young Health Movement, published a report called Status of Mind, looking at the positive and negative effects of social media on young people, their health, and their well-being.
Well, social media sucks. It's a necessary evil for people in the business like Dale and us and everything, and Colleen for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, Facebook is brutal.
Instagram is the most detrimental social media platform to young people's mental health. Snapchat ranks right up there as well, the second worst for mental health of the sites reviewed in the report, followed by Facebook.
Is that their choice of bullying? If you want to shame somebody, you go
that
to
sort of thing. Yes,
go to Instagram.
That is one way.
It seems like
they say that both Instagram and Snapchat are very image focused, and it appears they may be driving feelings of inadequacy and anxiety.
That's it,
because they are image focused.
Look what I got. You don't have it. I mean, my kids are both on those particular ones, Instagram, but I don't know what they. I think they just talk to their friends and take photos. You know, but I'm not really sure what else they do.
Yeah,
but we know Facebook is brutal. You know, my wife has figured that out recently in the past 2 months. She just joined Facebook and she's
it's a whole new world for her, isn't it?
And she's basically just sharing stuff with friends and some photos of the kids and things like that. But some of her relatives and some of my relatives are dumbass Trumpers. So that goes off the rails a little bit sometimes.
So you unfriend them.
Yeah, I told her to, and she's going to, actually. She's done following them.
Don't even do it.
Right. Don't even do it. Because they seem to be attacking for no reason. Because she's not being political, but they'd... Mm-hmm. And then I said, I told you. I said, get off there. My daughter got the President's Award at school, which is not this president. It's just called the Presidential
right.
Award for getting A's, you know?
Yes.
She posted that. My wife posted that. And I have a cousin who got... Well, you guys don't like Trump or something like that.
Yeah.
And my wife just, my wife came in and goes, see this? I said, no. I said, I don't check it out. I said, it's brutal. I said, Facebook's brutal. And it's my cousin, my first cousin back east. And I said, no. I said, that's dumbass. I said, it's just a presidential award.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
And my cousin knows I don't like Trump, and I know he does. So no big deal. And why would you put that on a kid's?
Right.
And my daughter's 14.
You want to stir something up?
So my wife, you know my wife, no shrinking violet, she got back at him and he said, well, I'm sorry. I mean, well, no, you meant something by it. Why'd you troll your own relative's site because your daughter got a presidential award and had nothing to do with frickin' Trump?
Right.
So did she press him on what he did mean? What did you mean?
Well,
you didn't mean that. What did you mean?
It is what he meant. That's what, Craig.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm speaking up about this because I'm pissed about it.
Absolutely.
And I won't see him maybe until August. And
thank
goodness. And I want to see him because my wife will be with me and it's going to get bad.
Mm. Oh, she's the picture of self-restraint.
No, she's not.
Be fine.
And I don't blame her.
You'll be fine. I don't see any incidents.
Dale doesn't know her and he's laughing.
Well, he's not unfamiliar with people that are not models of
self-restraint. But this is the situation when it comes to kids. There's no reason to bring that up. There's a call a presidential fitness test. It obviously has nothing to do with Trump. These are called presidential.
Yeah, he didn't invent.
No, nobody invents presidential awards. That's what they are.
He didn't give Madison
say that out loud. He'll come
grade.
Out and say it.
No,
well, it's on CNN now.
Yeah. So that's what I mean about social media. How it seems like the... That group of people are just getting a little bit too crazy.
Can you disrespect the president when he just gave your daughter an award?
No. He didn't. There's a lot of things called the presidential something.
Yeah, when I passed my presidential fitness award, Nixon wasn't there to hand me a medal.
Right.
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
Thank you.
You gotta go to South Dakota, there's a 7-year-old.
It's North Dakota, and he was 10. But you were close.
So yesterday we were talking about that.
So I'm glad I got my off the chest, Craig. Great. What did he mean? He meant that.
That chick that used to be in Playboy that took the naked picture of the lady at the gym.
Danny Mathers, think.
She's
might
horrible.
Be her name.
She's
so hot.
She's horrible.
Sent me a screenshot of his Snapchat profile.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, apparently it is easy to hit the reply all instead of sending individual ones, so...
Yeah, ignorance of the law is not an excuse, though. She screwed up, but she still got convicted, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the story?
Yes.
Yeah.
I looked at his little friend list there, and I said,
first of all, she was
in a locker room.
In a locker room.
In a public place.
Right. And you couldn't squirt her either because she was naked.
Right.
Whole nother game.
I said, we got a Snapchat more, and I think we would if we had more friends named Brittany, Amber, and Tawny. We don't have
a lot of Brittany,
Ambers, and Tawnys.
I knew a Tawny in college,
hang out
man.
With.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Only Tawny I know, Tawny Katane. Is she still around?
She's still alive. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's still with us.
Yeah. Well, she's not ancient. She's I think Tawny Katane's still decent looking. She's crazy, though. She
oh, yeah.
Crazy, right? Yeah.
No, that's what you hear.
All right. Yeah, but social media is a necessary evil
for
a lot
of people.
Yeah,
she's only 55.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She's only 55. Okay, yeah. So she needs to help get on the hood of the car.
She looks like she's had a little bit of work done.
She
and,
has.
No.
And it's not the greatest.
Well, the last time she was in the news, she was dating the Cleveland Angels pitcher. The Cleveland Angels, that's not even a team. California Angels. Or the Cleveland Indians pitcher and beat him up, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And
she
arrested her beating up. That's 10 years ago at least.
She beat him up?
Yeah, they had a big dispute in the car, and she beat him up while he was driving the car.
That's right.
Yeah, she was crazy, man.
Yeah, she's had some work done, and it is not good.
Right.
She looks very plastic, you know, that kind of look.
My favorite story about Tawny Katane, it's an old one, is Robin Crosby from Rat. She was banging in the 80s, and she was also banging O.J. on the side before he murdered people. And O.J. shows up at a hotel, and she's with Robin Crosby, who, by the way, since has died of AIDS. He died of AIDS years ago.
Right.
She said, oh, OJ's here. And Robin Crosby said, oh, Jesus, I'm getting out of here. And Robin Crosby, he even though he's a guitar player, was like 6 foot something himself. He's a big guy. But everybody was afraid of OJ. And rightly so.
Didn't we talk with David Coverdale?
Coverdale. Oh, we asked David Coverdale about her, and he mentioned something to the effect of snail trails on that car.
Yeah, she left
He hates her.
She left the hood all slimy.
It's what he said. That was his quote on our show.
Wow.
The hood of my car was all slimy after that. I said, oh, you don't like her anymore. They were not friends.
I think she dated Seinfeld, too.
I think she might have, yeah. She's great in Bachelor Party, though.
She was,
she
right?
Was
I love that movie.
That movie is the best. Couldn't be made today.
No.
Couldn't be made today. Donkey Don't Blow. Maybe today, but for years it couldn't have been made.
They couldn't make Blazing Saddles either.
No, it couldn't make Blazing Saddles either, right?
Connecticut teacher on leave after a wet willy incident. The teacher is accused of encouraging students to wet their finger and stick it in the ear of a girl who was sleeping at her desk.
The teacher shouldn't do that, but I do that to my kids, and they hate it.
That's different. You can.
Yeah, unfortunately, they learn and start doing it back to you.
Yeah.
The fourth grade teacher's been placed on leave after the alleged incident. The case has been referred to the State Department of Children and Families.
I don't know. What'd the teacher do? What'd the teacher do?
The teacher told the kids to line up and give her
Well, she's going to wake up.
A wet willy. I don't know how many wet willies she got.
By the third kid.
Really?
I'm going to say, by the fourth kid, you're waking up, right?
And you people are vile in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
Aren't they, Colleen?
Yeah, totally, but it's funny.
How many wet willies did she take?
Yeah.
Would you want to be the fifth guy in that wet willy?
We're talking about fourth graders here.
You're right. Yeah. I raised the age of my mind. Sorry.
Sounds pretty harmless. Because when I used to fall asleep in class.
What'd they do to you?
My teacher took his, he had a bunch of keys.
Yep.
He'd throw his whole key ring at me. And I got hit in the head several times. And it woke me up.
But it didn't stop you from sleeping again.
No, but it didn't stop me from falling asleep again. So, yeah, I got
hit. Just a few dents, Todd.
I got hit in the head with erasers, keychains.
But you got that presidential award from Nixon.
Yep.
Nixon showed up. He showed up.
But never a wet willy.
No, never a wet willy.
Gang bang line. Wet willy. Yes.
It was a gang bang wet willy. Dale Jones comedy right there. Check it out.
That's the genius.
BuddyBoneOmaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow, one on Sunday.
And no helium.
He's going to go do some TV a little bit, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Come on back. Dennis Hoff in a little bit.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.